Previously on the All Out Podcast.
First, you have a jet that disappears.
Maybe not necessarily.
They can't find it. Now I'm going back to the other.
Right? The first one, the one that left from Australia.
We're not saying they got sucked down to Middle Earth. We're saying that it disappeared.
It disappeared.
It disappeared. No one knows where it went.
Right.
Okay. And then you have all of these things happen. Right. All of a sudden, Russia's freaking out, starting to cause a little trouble here and there.
Yeah. Putin's an asshole.
Right. And then you have this big hole. Right?
Yeah. We have the new jet.
Yeah, shot down. So is it diversionary? Let's try to get people's thoughts off of what,
What do you think?
Or did it just happen that way?
What do you think? You're the evil genius here.
Domino theory.
Okay. Elaborate.
Seriously, a domino theory. Okay.
Like one step up from male prostitution.
I have UFO alien connections. Okay, we're gonna get a little deep. I'll make it quick.
I have a picture of Ted Nugent. Dirty. I gotta pee.
Smells like corn over here.
Welcome to the All Out Podcast with your host Henry J. and John Hoser. Music, movies, wrestling, science fiction. All things that exist and are talked about right here on the All Out Podcast.
I can't think of what happened, if anything happened before the first
the
jet.
Ukraine
thing. Right. The first jet, But that was a big deal for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the news, they would not get away from it.
No.
And everyone started making fun of them, and they still wouldn't get away from it.
Sure.
They just kept hanging on, we thought we found it, we didn't, it's gone.
Right.
Things gone. Happen, sometimes it's gone. They don't know, no one knows.
And we still don't know.
Okay, well, we got to come up with something here, Bob, in the little theory room over here. I don't know, we're running out of theories, right? Okay, so you have something else happen, okay? Well, let's keep it with Russia, A little money under the table, whatever, things happen. And it just continues to happen now. You see what's going to happen next,
So are you suggesting that the missing airplane is somehow tied to Russia?
No, I think it's in Middle Earth.
Okay, so we're going back to this. Okay, so now the people in the Middle Earth are mad because they've got some pirate radio or something, and they know what we're talking about, and so they want to cause some shit, and they're thinking, well, we're blaming Russia anyway, mm-hmm. So let's have a hole appear in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
correct.
That's the best way to. I'm not trying to insult your theory or anything.
Someone's not paying attention and they break a clay pot.
I wouldn't know.
I'm just saying, let's say that happens hypothetically, and say that person, said, oh, look, a bird just flew into the window, and they throw a rock and it breaks the window. Oh, that's a catastrophe there. And then the guy, sweep up the clay pot over here. Mm-hmm. It's okay. That's my theory. I don't know.
But to what end? I mean, why?
I don't know why.
If people live, or creatures live, people like humanoid type things live, in Hollow Earth, Middle Earth, why would they would have no reason to take over outer Earth, because they would have evolved to living underground for so long, they'd have, unless we're just killing them with our,
unless there's a reason not to live on outer Earth at this moment in time.
So maybe it's a welcome mat, is what you're saying. Here's a hole, jump down.
There's a reason why, okay, we got to do this stuff down here in Middle Earth, when there's people down there, maybe half human people, I don't know. There's people down there, and they don't want to live, or for some reason they see some things are going bad, so they have to make simple maneuvers. Do this. Everyone's confused. What's going on? Where's this jet? How'd this hole appear?
Just thinking about this just right now, I read last week about the Earth's magnetic field is now weakening like 1,000 times stronger than usual. It's always weakening, and that's what protects Earth from solar radiation.
Middle Earth would be a good place to be.
It would be under, you know, however many, like, you have to make a new measurement, a unit of measurement to describe the amount of Earth between you and the surface if you lived.
Right.
You know, you couldn't even say tons or feet or miles or whatever. I mean, it's so vast.
Right.
It's a lot of space. A
lot of space.
A lot of dirt.
Oh, yeah. A lot
and
of
And metal.
Metal.
Which
is what we're told.
Well, I mean, if you go dig a hole, you're going to find ore.
Right.
You know, which would absorb probably quite a bit of radiation or block radiation if it's lead. I'm sure there's probably lead in the ground. It comes from somewhere.
Right. Sure.
And, you know, and that's what they use to protect against radiation.
If I was trying to keep something from people, I'd dig a hole and bury it.
You know, but are we the buried, so to speak, as in, like, maybe we all were down there and then we got kind of locked away under the top, we're on the outside of the door, or is it the other way around, that if somebody lives in the middle, that we locked them away? There's and now maybe...
The going theory is, I don't think they call it, they might call it the Middle Earth, the Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth.
Yeah, Middle Earth.
Middle Earth is Hobbits, fine.
That's a little weird. I mean,
there could be hobbits down there. We don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe that's where it comes from.
But they're the ones controlling the entire Earth. The Hollow Earth theory comes from where they're the ones controlling the entire Earth.
No, I thought the reptilians controlled the entire Earth.
Well, they might live down there.
Maybe it is.
I mean, if I was a reptilian, I don't know if I'd want to hang out at Walmart, you know.
Blend right in. You know what I mean? No one would ever find you.
No.
If you had gray, green, scaly skin and oozing pus coming from your eye sockets, you'd fit right in at Walmart.
No, that's true. And maybe we're onto something there.
Maybe. Good Lord. I'm never looking at anything that happens in my life the same way from this conversation.
But yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird right now. There's a lot of things going on right now.
There is, and it really does seem seriously that we're hearing more about it now.
And people will put up with being lied to and BS.
And BS. People being putting up with some BS.
They will, you know.
We talked about this too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like it used to be out there in the world. It's a different animal nowadays.
Yes.
And whereas, you know, in the past, most of the problems we have now didn't exist, but also similar problems were handled differently.
Right.
You didn't take bullshit.
It's pacification of America.
It is.
But, you know, I mean, people, you go to McDonald's or whatever, drive up, you know, I want number whatever.
70. Because they have so many choices.
70, you know. I want to make a Middle Earth burger, whatever. And, you know, and you drive home, you get in your house, it's chicken.
And it wasn't. It was supposed to be the veal.
Right.
Veal sandwich.
I'm not driving back. It's good enough, you know. Now, I know there's some people that are just saying, listen, I drive back.
Some people would.
Okay, I would. It depends on how far you live, I guess, you know.
Sure.
But people will deal. People will deal and just deal with all kinds of things anymore.
Yeah. If the police and military decide to take over your neighborhood because someone's hiding in a boat in someone's driveway and they force you to stay inside your home, you're just like, yeah, I think I will. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Now, I remember the police would you know, pull some IR and say, well, you're cross the line, well, can you make it home? I remember things happening like that. Okay, I'll drive you home. Sort of like the Andy Griffith Show, you know?
Yeah, especially around here.
Here's your jail cell. There you go, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's...
different.
It's sad, you know? I mean, I don't know.
It's definitely...
everything's connected.
Yeah. You know, and I think that it ties right back in with what we were talking about, you know? People don't know. Because people aren't demanding to know what's going on in that hole.
No.
You know? Maybe all of this that we've just been talking about is what they want us to be talking about and thinking what it
a
is.
A lot of maybe people, right. Maybe it was it's a some huge sort diversionary,
of... Yeah.
You know. They can go on and on.
I want to plot these on a timeline, all these events. I'm curious now. I mean, just not for the show, but for my
I pay attention a little bit, but I lose track after a while, you know. But there's a lot of people that do. They'll say, well, this major event happened, this major event. Now, I suppose, you know, you could connect it however, you could connect everything.
Sure.
And make up some crazy wild. But I'm talking major events, you know.
Yeah.
Like, well, there was a thunderstorm in Oblong and, you know, missing jet. Well, you know, that's stretching, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No one has ever referenced that.
Right.
You know, here in Podunkville, our biggest problem is keeping a grocery store open.
Right. Well, I mean, is you know, are they controlling the weather? You know, I don't know. Also, on the side of Facebook,